Good afternoon. Welcome to the 508. Can I get your totem?
Yeah, it's a taper.
Okay, very good. And are you a rookie or a veteran rider?
Rookie. Yeah, rookie.
Okay, and so what do you think of the course so far?
The course so far? I don't know. I can't wait to find out. Uh-huh. I haven't seen it yet.
Is there any part of it that you look forward to seeing the most?
Yeah, I look forward to seeing Death Valley at night. I really look forward to the moon being out and checking it out.
All right, very good. So how's your diet set up? Do you have anything special that you plan on using during this ride?
Yeah, I got some of my father-in-law's homemade bread. It's called Bing. I hope that's my secret weapon, but we're going to find out.
Very good. Well, good luck to you. Do you have any extra comments you'd like to make?
Not really. I'm just looking forward to it, and it's going to be exciting.
Good. We'll look forward to seeing you at the finish line.
I've got Tasmanian Wolf here. Tasmanian Wolf, are you a return victim of the 508, or is this your first time around?
I'm a rookie, though I'm 60 years old.
Have you done rides like this before?
Not quite that, but maybe similar ones like Paris, Brest Paris, and some other 1200K events.
You're very experienced then, it sounds like it. Are you?
Yes, but I think this will be very hard for me because of the many mountains, the many hills, and also the 48 hours limits for that distances.
Right.
Quite a challenge.
Do you have a time set in which you would like to do this?
Well, it would be fine to do it under 41 hours, but I would be happy to finish at any time.
Yeah. So I think the atmosphere of Paris, Brest Paris and things like that is rather different to 508. And my understanding of things like that is people eat much more solid food, whereas the 508 tends to have a more focus on liquid food. I was wondering, what are you going to be eating?
Everything which I eat otherwise, so also some solid food, yes.
Okay.
No particular things.
Sounds exciting. Have you driven any of the course? Do you know the course, or have you've just read about it?
Yes, I just...
Excited about Times Pass?
Of course.
Well, sounds like you're in a good position to be able to finish, so good luck and see you at the finish line. All right, guys, we've got our first relay team in here. What are your names and what's your totem?
Bob Paxson.
John Lauer, and it's Team Pronghorn.
Team Pronghorn, nice. You guys are rookies or veterans?
We're veterans. We've done it as a team together 2 years ago.
Okay, cool. And what are you guys going to be eating for the whole race?
Well, on the bike, I'm going to be mainly drinking Ensuring Cytomax and power bars. Off the bike, hot dogs.
Nice. Hot dogs in the middle of the race, you think?
I'll race, yeah. We do it in the grill of a truck.
Cool. Any comments to the folks back home maybe listening into this?
You go, John.
Keep rooting for us. We can use your help.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. We like the camaraderie. We have a great crew, and so this is a lot of fun for us.
Nice. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got one member of Team Tiger Shark here. Can you say something about your team?
Well, we're a two-man team. We're both experienced in the 508. We raced 3 years ago as a two-man team. Changed our name this year from Diamondback to Tiger Shark because we think that's a little more aggressive, maybe pick up a couple hours in time.
Nice. Do you have a target time here or just aiming to finish?
We'd like to finish in about 28 to 29 hours.
Wow, that's pretty fast. You've allotted yourselves to your own strengths. You've got the guy who's the best at the climbing, set up for Times Pass and so on, I presume.
Yeah, the only thing that screwed us up was that we had designed it where my partner does all the uphills and I do the downhills. Then, of course, we found out you couldn't make changes at the top of the climb. So we'll see how that works out.
Okay, that's cool. Just say something about your nutrition. What are you eating?
Pretty much anything we can get our hands on. We just came back from spending $300 at the grocery store, so we'll see. Anything from ham sandwiches to hammer gel.
Nice. Well, sounds like you're all prepared, and best of luck for that. The 28-hour target sounds awesome and a noble goal to go for.
Thank you. We'll see you at the finish.
Awesome. We're here with Titanium Triceratops Solo Rider. Where's that name from?
Titanium Triceratops? Well, that's a secret. It's a combination of many things. It's a play on our name that we've raced on under other my crew and I. We call ourselves Team Tartan in other genres, so it's TT. And here it's, I had a long-term interest in dinosaurs, and so it's...
Who doesn't?
And I ride a light speed. So, hey, there you go.
Awesome. Sounds like you're raring to go and beat a load of people through to the finish. Have you got a time aim for yourself there?
This is my first time out on the Furnace Creek 508. Every course is different, and I'm just looking for a good time.
Cool. Are you looking forward to a specific point, a specific uphill, a specific downhill?
Oh, I've heard that coming off Towns is pretty sweet. I've been thinking, you know, no-handed, maybe like cover the eyes up a little bit. It's going to be a good time.
Awesome. What do Triceratops eat, by the way?
Oh, well, Triceratopses eat Cliff Bars and Perpetuum, and they like Ensure, a little Heed. Every now and then they'll wash it down with a gel flask. But that's pretty much. And every now and then they'll grab a rider and they'll just like munch on a little bit of a rider. It's good times.
That's awesome. Well, sounds like you're pretty in good shape for all this, and see you at the finish line.
Yeah, cool. Rock on.